The following are short excerpts from conversations held prior to the Perceptions exhibition. Declan McGonigal gave a paper on day two of the symposium entitled Them, Not Us, Investigating Art and Active Citizenship. In our conversation here, Declan addressed the importance of the exhibition.
The importance of an exhibition like this, and indeed a project like this, is that it celebrates and validates the innate creativity of everybody, no matter what their ability is or what sector of society they come from. It also reconnects, I think, the aesthetic responsibilities of art with its ethical responsibilities as a moral process within our society. And without over-egging the pudding, I think that's very important, because what the work in this exhibition represents is the necessity of art for human beings to make art in order to communicate and to create empathy with other human beings. And that has always been the purpose of art over the whole human project. And I think the fact that it emerges in a process like this is hugely important and needs the support not just of individuals but also of institutions.
Helen O'Donoghue is Senior Curator at the Irish Museum of Modern Art and was a member of the selection panel for the exhibition.
Perceptions 2016 follows on from a similar exhibition in terms of its scale and ambition that happened in 2013. And I've been honoured to be on the selection panel for both. And I feel that it's really important because what it does is it exhibits to the world the quality of work that's happening behind closed doors and often in what are called supported studios, where people with disabilities are encouraged and supported to make artwork to the highest quality, with very high quality materials, with engaging mentors and tutors, and in surroundings that encourage creativity, and in an openness that places the person at the centre of the work. So the person's expression is vitally important in these types of open studio scenarios.
Tom Clonan is a well-known advocate for disability rights and was a member of the discussion panel at the symposium.
Exhibition creates a space where all citizens can communicate with one another as equals, because artistic expression is a journey into the soul, and it's a journey away from all of those values that, you know, epitomize the Celtic tiger, the reification of the material, the reification of youth, of physical perfection, the false, the fallacious values of material acquisition that have let us down so badly, have let us down with a crash, both literally and metaphorically. So exhibition, artistic expression, it is the portal through which everyone in the community can meet on an equal footing. And I think it's liberating, it's therapeutic, and it enriches everybody that comes into that space and is confronted by it and who reflects on it.
Where do you see an improvement? Okay, we're meant to be in a recovery phase. Where do you see a positive forward?
Okay, well, I'll tell you where I see the positive. But first of all, I have to put it in its context. Austerity, so-called austerity, the bailing out of bankers, people who gambled recklessly, that bailout, and we weren't bailed out, we bailed out the banks and the bankers and the financial services sector, right? So here's the negative bit. That has meant that, you know, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, surgical review, hydrotherapy, all of those things have been cut back for people with special needs to the extent that they're almost non-existent. But the one positive thing that has happened is that disabled people with disabilities are visible in our society in a way that they never were before.
Tell me, is this, would you classify this as outsider art, or should we classify the work at all?
I think we should be stepping back in this period from a lot of the names that were applied to categories of art activity in the recent past, and indeed in the longer term past, because I think any sort of 360 degree analysis or examination of the art process, again, in the human project over the longer term, means that we have to think differently about what this art is and what it's doing. And what it's doing is crucially important, because the ultimate value, I believe, lies in what art does, what it achieves, rather than what it is. So the danger with a term like outsider art is that it immediately marginalizes it, because the questions it begs for me are to do with, well, what's insider art? And who says it's outside? And what is it that it's supposed to be outside of? And I think what culture and art does actually is erase boundaries and create fields of dialogue, exchange, transaction, and communication, which cuts across all of these denominations, which are actually disempowering and disabling. And we need to counter that historical inheritance of disempowerment and disabling by actually, I think maybe one of the things in the near future should be the renaming of this whole category of work in a different way, so that it gets validated differently within the general culture and not apart from it.
I asked Helen whether she thought that the public should know that the work in the exhibition was created by people with a disability.
I wouldn't shy away from it. I think it's what we're celebrating here.
Yes.
We're celebrating that people with disabilities are, you know, able people should have access to means of communicating their experience of the world. And that's what the arts are. They're a way
and,
of us, actually.
And you wouldn't be surprised that, or you wouldn't be disappointed then, if people looking at it tend to look at it in a different way because they know it's by a person with a disability. Do you think there's a bit of a sort of a God help us approach with Irish people? Or are we starting to build up a respect, an empathy, which then kind of translates itself into better citizenship?
I think we have to trust that people are, you know, the idea of the person with disabilities being hidden away from society is something that I hope as a nation that we've moved on from, and that we can have a greater understanding of what people are able to do as opposed to focusing on what they are not able to do.
Yeah.
So I would feel that in a holistic way, if we're open to people of all abilities inhabiting the same world, then we will be open to the artwork that they do.
This whole process means, of course, that there's great responsibility on the role of curator or director of a gallery or a museum, or the programmer who stands between, if you like, the artist and the non-artist. Because I think if that role is defined as gatekeeper and the protector of something that is separate from social space, it's highly problematic. And we've had an operational model, an institutional model that is very like that. It's very like the temple, whereas the rest of society operates like the forum. And if the curator is defined as the protector of the temple rather than the person who connects the temple and the forum, who connects what goes on within the cultural or art institution with what is going on in society, that's a different dynamic. And it's a very important role, often unacknowledged, but crucially important, I think, in creating the new culture that we need for the future.
I asked Helen if she thought that the curator needs to provide a context to facilitate the viewer.
Yeah, it's a very, very universal question. I work, as you know, in a museum of modern art, contemporary art, and the same question could be asked of most of what we hang on the walls or show in our gallery. So, you know, artwork, because I think, and this is a sweeping general statement, but generally speaking, people find contemporary visual art challenging because it isn't what they might consider to be art, as in a picture in a frame or a, you know, direct depiction or description of something known. So I think in a similar way to the way that we might be struggling to make sense of a more conceptually based arts practice, yes, I think it is important to know the context. And I think that supports the understanding of the work that's made then.
Helen spoke of the impact of the work on the viewer, the viewer's response, and the quality of the work in the Perceptions 2016 exhibition.
Well, I think the first thing that strikes a person who is anyway visually literate is the quality of the work. the quality of the mark making, the quality of the image making, the quality of the control and understanding of what the materials can do, because there's a huge cross-section of types of techniques that are illustrated in the exhibition. I think then people might look again at the images that are there, and if they have any knowledge about child development, they may look at the image making and think, is this a child's work? I think that would be a quite understandable question to ask. But then if you look a little bit deeper, you see, yes, whilst it might be reminiscent of early childhood mark making, if you look at the quality of the use of materials, you'll see that no, there is something else happening here. And it's very typical of the very high achievement that people with disabilities can achieve.